And he got down in that soot. He got down, he got plumb down in his fireplace. Fellow Mike Mullen down there at Desert Ark, and he finally got that bird out, and he built him a nest out there, built him a little house out there in the tree. I don't know where the bird stayed out there. It was a duck, real duck.
A duck?
What we call a wood duck.
They, a wood duck.
They build their nest in trees, and they will build in boxes. You can put up a box for them, they'll build in that. And they hatch the little ones out, and then they take them and drop them in the water. And that's when they get them hatched out.
What would they, what would you call that? You were talking about this fireplace, the way it's made now, and it had mud like it on the floor. What would they call that open area in the front?
Well, that would be the, well, anyhow, that's where you put the wood in. I don't know what you'd call it, but that's where you put the wood in. It'd be it'd be the front of it, but.
Well, then like in the front.
You'd have a big hearth there on the.
Yeah,
you'd have the hearth on the bottom,
and
then you'd have the sides come up and come over the top, because you'd have to have, most of them had an iron, piece of iron up there, so it'd help hold that up.
Uh-huh.
And it wouldn't burn, of course, and then it would all be mud and jam, but still, the front of it there, you could throw wood in there.
Well, now, would they have a shelf across it?
Yeah, you'd have a mantle.
Uh-huh, they call that a mantle.
Yeah, there'd be a mantle up there. We have a fireplace down that old house, and we got a wooden mantle up over here, what you call the same thing as a mantle, you know.
Well, did you ever hear back in the old days they ever call it a fireboard?
Well, it could be called a fireboard, just same.
Would that be the same thing?
It'd be probably the same thing as a mantle. It would be, it's a protection to keep the heat from going on up in the, and then you could put your clocks up there and everything else up on top of the mantle.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you'd do. And your candles, and you put the candles up there and things like that, and your old lamps, old Kohler lamps we used to have, and you put all them up there on that mantle. And we used to burn Kohler.
Oh, you did?
Before we got electricity. Might have been rich, but now we hadn't burned all that electricity up.
It didn't hurt to the last 2 years.
It was mighty nice, that electricity part, but it was, could have been.
Lay the logs across?
Oh, yeah, now them dogs.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They what you call the dog irons.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They'd have a front out to them, similar a whole lot like this thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And but it'd run back, you know, you lay your logs on there, and they'd have a thing up to keep hold, keep it falling out front, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd be about, something like 6 inches up off.
Uh-huh.
And where your ashes fall down in under there, and you can rake all them ashes
and then
out.
You can just rake it.
Yeah, you can rake it out and take a little old shovel or and haul them out in a bucket, carry them out in a bucket. You know, you have a bucket, have an ash bucket, you can carry them out in. And a lot of them would, now I had mine made regular, you know, we had an ash pit. And you'd move that ash pit, and the ashes drop down on the bottom, then you turn it back. And on that fireplace, we had a fireplace kind of building there. I had one of these little sheet iron stoves in there built in the brick fireplace. And I go around on the back side and get my ashes out the back. Of course, that was a different,
late model.
That was
a modern one.
But anyway, the old time in mud and jam, while you taking all your ashes out on the hearth. See, that was called a hearth.
That was
the hearth part to the front of the fireplace. And it would wear out. Mother, she'd sweep, and he'd have to patch it every once in a while. It would, you know. But you get this old clay mud, this pretty old red clay mud. It got hard. It's hard.
Oh.
It'd bake hard, but it would finally come to pieces.
It'd finally come to pieces.
And Daddy, he'd have to redo it in the fall here before he started in another winter. Well, he'd have to redo it. And he'd get little long grass like that, and they'd work it until they got mud all in that grass. And,
mm-hmm.
Just like anybody, woman, pigtail, know they could work until they got, and then lay it over this arm, this bar, you know, and then let it hang down on both sides.